Hello everybody, you are listening to Silicon Valley Cafe. Today, I would like to answer this question. Should you leave your comfy tech job to launch your own startup? Let's look at the book of Luke chapter 14 verse 28-30. I read from the NIV. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, "This person began to build and wasn't able to finish." Praise the Lord. You see, you don't want to be that person who goes into something without planning and without preparation. The answer to the question, should you leave your comfy tech job to launch your own startup? It depends on you. Are you prepared to do so? Are you ready to do so? If, first of all, you understand that you are meant to be an entrepreneur and you are not doing this as a trend or you are not doing this for money. If your motivation is money, you are probably going to run into trouble or difficulty. Even if you succeed, you will run into difficulty. Your reason for starting your own company should be that it is what God wants you to do and it is in line with who you are. You must be a true entrepreneur and not an employee. Because you see, those two things are very different. Right now, you are an employee. You are working in a tech firm. You want to start your own startup. This is something that is completely different from what you are currently doing. There's a difference between a basketball player and a basketball coach. They are two very different things. They both may have a lot to do with basketball and they may all be on the same team, but there is a completely different mindset and training and discipline and career paths for someone who is going to excel as a coach versus someone who is going to excel as a player. No matter the sports, there are two extremely different things. In the same way, you must understand that the fact that you're a great employee or you are good at your job and you are an asset to that company does not guarantee success as an entrepreneur. You must be an entrepreneur at heart if you want to leave your comfy tech job to start your own startup. You must also honor the scripture I read and you must do your planning. You must consider the costs and make sure that everything on ground is set. You must be ready for it. You must have the necessary finances, the necessary backing, the necessary means to get the backing and the finances that you need. You must have all this on ground is of extreme importance. Secondly, I would advise you to understand that in the meantime, before you make that final switch, you should start your own company part-time. So you work full-time on your current job, but your own company you work on your after hours. So it's kind of like you have two jobs, but the second job is you building a fortune, not you making a living. Your main job is you making a living from your current tech job that is comfy and all of that. But your new startup is you creating something for your future. You creating something that will create a fortune for you, since you are the entrepreneur and you are the owner behind it and not somebody who is taking a salary from it. So as far as you have that planning down, you have everything in check, you know that you are an entrepreneur at heart and not an employee, you go into it with this mindset, you are already on your way, you are already set for success. It's very important that you understand the importance of planning. A lot of it is all about planning. Don't let anybody discourage you. As far as you believe you are supposed to be an entrepreneur, you have not just one good idea, but you have to understand that It is bigger than an idea. If all you have is one good idea or one good product or one good service or one good software that you want to make available to the market, then you probably should not start your own startup. Because you see, there's a difference between a company and a product. Let me put it in the simplest way possible. Look at McDonald's. You know, McDonald's serve hamburgers. I'm sure that you know a lot of people around you that can make better hamburgers than McDonald's. But you see, why are they not making as much money as McDonald's? Because the thing is that McDonald's is not about the products. McDonald's is about the system that delivers that product. You know, McDonald's has created a system. And that is a good example of a company versus a product. All your friends, a lot of your friends have a better product than what McDonald's has. But McDonald's is still the dominant distributor and marketer and provider of hamburgers in the world. Why? Because there's a big difference between a company and a product. You cannot just have a good product or a good service and expect that you have made it. That is not the mentality of an entrepreneur, because an entrepreneur understands what a company is, you know, and he operates from that perspective. So a company can have a failed product and be like, whatever, they look for the next product. They expect to have a range of products, because a company is actually an organization of different people coming together to meet a specific goal, and their goal is not defined by any one product or service. You know, it is not defined by any one product, it's not limited. A lot of companies that are huge now and are known for certain brands, the brands they are known for now are not the brands they started with. And as a matter of fact, if the current brands that they have stop selling, they are going to introduce new product lines like they have always done. You see, that the product lines they introduce may have nothing to do with any previous products brand that they have, you know. But you see, it is targeted at meeting a certain service or need on a larger scale. Let's say somebody is into the service of helping companies with their paperwork, as in to assemble and to manage their paperwork. Once upon a time, such a company would have operated like how Xerox operated in the 70s and 80s, you know. It was a matter of printing fax and paper. But now we have moved past emails and we are moving into more digital and more virtual reality and things of that nature. You see, when a company defines itself on a broader scale based on what it wants to do, it is not defined by the products. A lot of companies that were top companies then are not now, because they did not define themselves properly. Let us say that you were helping companies by creating printers or repairing printers. What happens when the companies are now using email and they are no longer heavy on paper documents? You see, does that mean you got a business? You will if you are looking at the products and you are in the mindset of looking at your company as providing this service via just that product. But if you look at it at a wide scale, you have to move towards that. It's just like once upon a time, to play video games, you had to go to the arcade. You have to go to a store that had a giant video game machine, you know, and that was where you went to play games. But soon after, it became the home systems came thanks to Atari, and now it has moved on to the situation where from anybody's phone, all you have to do is go to Google Play or go to the App Store and download the games. You no longer have to go to a store to even buy the discs or the cartridges that you put in your home console. Now your cell phone is the gaming console, you know. So if you were somebody, like a lot of the companies that existed then, that no longer existed now, if they defined themselves based on that particular product, like, I make arcade machines, all those companies are gone. The ones that lasted were the ones that kept changing and understood that I serve the video game markets. So even if people start playing video games via their dreams, I need to figure out a way to be a part of that, you know. If people move from the whatever particular products that we are using to serve them now to something else, we have to be in that something else. There are a lot of people who see the market changing, but they never are a part of it. They ignore it. Let us look at cyber cafes. Once upon a time, when the internet first hit, there were a lot of people starting cyber cafes around the world. A lot of people did not have, obviously, smartphones did not exist, and tablets did not exist. So the way for you to connect to the internet was for you to go to a cyber cafe and for you to log on. You pay for time and then you log on and you interact with people via the internet, via a cyber cafe. That was a business system that worked so well. Now, somebody who saw the change and started seeing smartphones coming up and people now having the internet on their phone, they no longer need to go to a cyber cafe. When people who are smart, so who own a lot of cyber cafes, see that, they should have invested or have been the one who created companies that would get people to have internet connections on their phones, because the change was happening. But you see, a lot of companies saw that change and still fought, because they thought and they defined their business as the cyber cafe business. They did not see that their business is best defined as an internet service provider. You know, they're providing people with access to the internet. If they had defined their business that way, they would have changed and they would still be, in fact, they will be much bigger now and much, much richer now that everybody is accessing the internet on their smartphones and on their laptops and on devices, you know. So this is something that is very key. You have to understand that there is a big difference between having a product and having a company. So if you are trying to leave your current job to start a company just because you have one product idea or one great service, what I would advise you to do is that you register it and patent it. Then you now license the patents to a bigger company to use it, and then you get paid royalties for their usage of your patented product or service. That is what you should do. But do not start your own company. If, however, you are pressed and you must start your own company, but you are not an entrepreneur at heart, then you must have somebody around you that is an entrepreneur or at heart that you must give a percentage of that company to. And let that person be as passionate and as much of a believer in what you are trying to do as you are. But you must understand that it cannot just be a product or a service. It has to be a company. A company is not defined like a product. A company that is well defined can never lose its purpose and its place, no matter how the market changes. But the product is specific to markets and scenarios and trends. So products will always have situations where there is high demand or low demand for them, and their profit margins will always change. But a company is always defined on a much different and a much larger and broader scale. So you must keep that in mind. Let us also look at the book of Proverbs chapter 28 verse 19. I read, "Those who work their land will have abundant food, but those who chase fantasies will have their fill of poverty." So you see, you're leaving your comfy tech job should not be with the desire of trying to chase a fantasy. Do not do it with the hope of, I'm just trying to be rich. You should not do it because other people are doing it or somebody did it and made millions. No, Do not chase fantasies, and you must understand that work will continue. It is not like you are about to become lazy. It's not like you are about to retire. It's not like you are about to make your life easier, because it's like as you are working for yourself, you set your own hours and all of that. As a matter of fact, as an entrepreneur, you should work more, and you will find out that you will end up working more than you were working when you were somebody else's employee. Entrepreneurs have no time frames for work. They don't work 9 to 5. They work every time that they can still breathe in oxygen. You know, that is the working time duration for every entrepreneur. There is no time frame. There is no working overtime. Every time, every second, every hour is work time. You have to understand that. So it is not a quest towards laziness. It is not something that is going to be a vacation for you. It's very important that you note that and keep that in mind. Once all these things are in place and you have God with you, I am sure beyond a shadow of a doubt that you would surely succeed. So that's it for today. Thanks and God bless. Remember to visit PastorAlfred.com for more broadcasts like this and a bunch of different broadcasts on a variety of topics. Thanks and God bless.